I mean, will you one day be able to prevent theft?
We already can. In fact, Bosch has already launched a tool which actually has GPS tracking built into it. The problem is GPS tracking requires GPS capability, and that's not cheap. Your smartphone has that built in, but it's an expensive piece of kit. If you want to build GPS tracking into a tool, you know, that could seriously increase the cost of the tool.
No matter what industry you're working in, your tools make the trade. It's impossible to imagine a trade industry that doesn't rely on the use of power tools to get the job done. And they've been steadily advancing as rapidly as the demand for them. Lately, power tools have made a big leap forward with two developments in power and connectivity. I'm Dr. Graham Phillips, and this is Leading Ideas, an original series from Ford Ranger, Triple M and Mix 94.5, helping you work smarter. In this episode, the Internet of Power Tools. Every business needs to keep up with the demands of their clients, and the power tool industry is no different. Peter Campbell from Bosch gave me the rundown on what's happening in the industry at the moment and what's coming up.
What's some of the latest things in tool technology?
Well, the thing that everyone's talking about is connected tools, the opportunity to connect to your tools and have access to your tools, the new things that you can do by not actually having to touch the tool itself, and the tool can tell you what's going on. I mean, the holy grail, is, of course, the ability to track your tools and prevent theft. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in that direction, trying to find ways to enable tradies to keep their tools, to use their tools better, to be more productive with their tools, and to make the whole work life easier and, as I say, more productive. It's about enabling the tradies to do more in the time they've got.
The possibilities when using connected tools are huge. Companies like Bosch and others are using this technology
to allow tools to communicate with anybody who has that connected app. So Bosch has something called a Track My Tool, which is actually created as more an inventory management tool, but it has the ability to sense a tool within that 30-meter radius. And in principle, it can also sense a tool that's within a 30-meter radius of anybody who has a smartphone with that Track My Tool app. So if the tool has been stolen by somebody else who has the Track My Tool app on their phone, absolutely, you can track where that tool is and you can go back and get it, or you can set the police onto them. Interestingly, with the Bosch apps, if the tool is actually being used, you'll be able to see that. And so if you can find your tool's not there, you can quickly go on the app and it'll tell you whether the tool's being used, not only where it is, but whether it's being used. So you know straight away whether somebody's actually got it and is using it.
So you can't send an electric shock through the system to that person
who's
got
your
tool.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You probably couldn't send the electric shock, but we do have the functionality to be able to disable the tool. And so if somebody else is using the tool, you could just switch the tool off in your phone and they'd be midpoint using it and they'd turn it off.
It's not just the ability to turn the tool off, but the possibility of controlling the entire functionality of it. And all you have to do is go into the app.
And within the app, you've actually got control of settings within the tool. So for a hammer drill, for example, you could change the torque setting. You could turn the hammer function on and off.
Tell me about a couple of the other apps.
Okay, so the other app, the other measuring tool app that we've got is a leveling app. And so this is actually where that connected tool really comes into its own. So we've got a laser level, which you'd use on a job site to get the right level. Maybe you're tiling a bathroom or you know setting heights for a ceiling that you're putting into a job site. Typically, right now, without a connected tool, you set up the level and you can see the line on the wall. You walk over, 20 metres away to where the wall is, and you find that the line's not exactly at the right spot. So you've either got to have a mate back at the level to adjust the level, just raise the line slightly to exactly the level you want, or else you've got to be walking back and forth and trying to get it right. With the connected levelling app, you've actually got on your phone the ability to move the line up and down, left and right, and get the level exactly where you want it for greater accuracy, and obviously not that wasting time going back and forth or having a second person on the job with you.
Obviously, the more power a tool has, the more dangerous it could be. And Peter thinks there are developments on the way that will involve
health and safety technology. We have sensors built into our tools which are designed to protect the health of the user. So we have more than 30 tools with kickback control, which prevent injury to the user in the event that the tool jams. So you might be drilling into concrete and your tool hits the rebar. That typically, with a tool which doesn't have this sort of sensor technology, would then mean the tool rotates rather than drill bit rotating. And it's not unheard of at all for people to break their arms or their wrists, because they're holding the tool, you hit the rebar, the tool turns, and that's it, you break your arm. And so what Bosch have got built into their tools now is this kickback control, which can sense the start of that rotation of the tool. It actually uses exactly the same sensor that's in your smartphone to sense whether the phone is in a portrait or landscape. And so it uses that sensor to sense the rotation of the tool, and in a fraction of a second, it disables the motor, and so the tool never rotates, and so you don't hurt yourself at all.
Bosch isn't the only company developing these kinds of technologies. Milwaukee, Makita, and DeWalt are all working towards the Internet of Power Tools. James Cooper from Total Tools has a good understanding of this tool ecosystem.
You've seen the trends over the years. What are tradies asking for these days?
Oh, the number one question that comes to mind is, what's new? You know, what's coming? Ultimately, price comes into it, but first and foremost, it comes down to what's new. The Australian market is probably one of the fastest adopters of new technology in the world, which is pretty impressive. You know, we just want to have the latest and greatest.
And the latest and greatest includes
power. You know, battery technology is the flavour of the month. We're opening up, I suppose, new possibilities, you know, increase in size of battery cells. Whilst that probably doesn't sound like a very big development, the reality is even just a battery that's 1 millimetre bigger in size as far as the cell goes, it can obviously provide about 40% more power. So it's not a huge change in terms of the size of the cell itself, but what it is more power. You know, whether they used air as well. Nail guns, which are typically being run off an air compressor, they'll be soon replaced by battery product. So there'll be no compressors on site. You know, on the job site, it's never a healthy thing to have cords running all over the place. I mean, most traders will like to think that they're tidy enough to keep them out of the way, but the reality is, you know, when you just need to go over and cut a small piece of material, you're going to have to drag a cord over with you, whereas these days now it's as simple as just whacking on a battery and going over and doing that cut. So it's all about convenience, and ultimately it's creating a more efficient worksite.
As power tools continue to develop and the Internet of Things consumes us, the connectivity between tool and tradesman is going to become stronger and more efficient. Soon enough, the question may not be, what can your tools do for you, but what can't they? I'm Dr. Graham Phillips, and this is Leading Ideas, an original series from Ford Ranger, Triple M, and Mix 94.5, helping you work smarter. On the next episode of Leading Ideas, green buildings. Talk to you then.
The views expressed during this series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Ford Motor Company Australia Limited.